I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our 6th anniversary shows. I cannot believe it has been 6 years since Word of Mom Radio started here on Blog Talk Radio, sharing mompreneurs, you know, those business women working from home and building our businesses and breaking those myths that we're doing it in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart, savvy women building businesses and raising a family, and you can hear my fabulous new producer and co-host and dear friend, Tracy Timmons, is here with me, and I'm getting to introduce her again to our listeners. So, hey, Tracy.
Hey, Dori. How are you today? So excited to be on.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Like,
I really am.
And it's been so cool to meet these women that you've been talking to for the past few years, and I'm actually really excited to hear them talk again and to share it with our listeners. It's just been so cool to meet all these really incredible women doing all this great stuff.
I agree, and it's so much fun catching up with them. I'm going to kind of take them out of order because Janice Clark was actually my first host and my first guest way back when I was hosting with Debbie Barth and Linda Alexander on Three Wise Girls, and I did a two-part segment on mompreneurs. Janice Clark was my first guest, and after the second episode that I did, Linda called me and said, you know, you found a niche, and I think you should go for it, and started Word of Mom Radio, and then Janice came on to host Social Media Help Not Hype. A year after that, Sina Block, who's the first person we're going to talk to today, who's the owner of Sane Spaces, came in to host Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And our other guest today, Renee Sullivan, we were the first interview she ever did. She was my first sponsor when I reached out to some of the mompreneurs that I knew, and then wound up becoming a host and did a 6-week segment called Keep It Simple with Renee. So these are the three women we're going to catch up with today and find out where they've been and hopefully reel them back in to do some shows. So let's start.
And we are here with another one of our fabulous hosts that shared here on Word of Mom Radio in our anniversary special. Tracy and I have Sina Block, the owner of Sane Spaces, and you remember her as the host of Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. So let's bring her in and catch up on what is happening. Sina, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So excited to see that things are still going and growth is happening, and we're still out there supporting the best women on earth.
Right on.
Yes. I like that.
It's the truth. Working hard.
So, you know, for our new listeners, tell everybody about Sane Spaces and what you offer.
Well, Sane Spaces was a brainchild of mine that started about 10 years ago when I was I had left my career, and I had been home for a couple of years with my kids after a relocation, and I was really interested in starting to do something, but I didn't want to go back to work full-time, so I started Sane Spaces, the brand, as an organizing company. And I did, I helped professional women and families and businesses in the organizing space. And as I got deeper and deeper into that, the first, I guess, 5 years of the brand was all about working with people, getting organized. And what I found as my client base grew and my awareness of things deepened, I found that a lot of people in that space were also struggling with other conditions like brain-based conditions, depression, post-traumatic stress, compulsion, ADD, ADHD. And my brand also moved into, I also was developing an assessment tool that has been on the market now for 5 years called the Time and Space Style Inventory, which is it's an inventory to help you better understand, become more self-aware of your own personality preferences and how you approach the dimensions of time management and space organizing. Mm. So all of that is kind of happening at the same time. And as I was, you know, as my business was growing and evolving, I just became aware that I was probably more a better fit for the coaching arena. And had I had the guts when I started, I probably would have just gone directly to coaching because it fit mm-hmm. my HR training background a little bit more closely. But I'm happy to say that I have finally finished my certification last year to become a certified ADHD coach. And so the brand Sane Spaces now pretty much does business training and coaching for my target audience is moms in business and, you know, working with people, individuals, one-on-one, as well as, you know, I have this product called the Time and Space Style Inventory that is available for people in the space of coaching and educating others who are working in time and space.
I love this. This is so cool. It's so funny because Tracy, I have talked to her and turned her on to a bunch of the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem archives, which are always available because of the great things that you had always shared in the context of the show and management, time management, space, organization, all mm-hmm. of those things. It's so funny when I was setting up the office for safety bags and I have my little cubbies and my boxes and things, and I always think of you because I was always that really hyper-organized and I'm in everything away. The end of the day, it all goes back where it belongs.
We call that a nothing out. Yeah, nothing out.
You know?
You like
I like it all put away, and then I bring it all back out, but then I, you know, because I want to walk into a peaceful place, you know? And but it is, it's so, you know, it's so much fun. I love, let everybody know, because we're cutting this really short. We're just doing this quick little 5 minutes, but please let everybody know how to get in touch with you. And then, you know what, we would love for you to come back and maybe do a show just really sharing the Time and Space Style Inventory.
Yeah, that's great.
You know?
I'd love to. People can find me at Sane Spaces, SaneSpaces.com. And I'm on pretty much every social platform. I spend more time in Facebook and Twitter, just kind of getting my feet wet on Instagram. It's kind of hard to do interesting stuff on Instagram as a coach because most of my work is virtual. So I have people from mm-hmm. all over the country, and it doesn't make such pretty pictures on Instagram.
Right.
however, if people are interested, Dori, it makes me so happy to know that you're still resonating with your style preferences because that was exactly what I wanted to do when I developed the assessment tool, was that people would deepen in their self-awareness and then they would stop wasting money on stuff that didn't work, that they would start always around what made them more comfortable and what made them manage tension. And so when you were setting up your office and you knew that about yourself, you could go out and you could purchase products that worked, that helped you tuck things away and stay organized behind the scenes. Your nothing out preference is a perfect example. And the TSSI has 12 different style preferences, 6 for time and 6 for space. And you can find that if you come over to sanespaces.com, and you can take it yourself. But it makes me so happy to know that it resonated with you and stayed with you because it means
I'm going to be doing that today. I'm going to be taking that.
Believe me,
today.
She will.
Because I need to, yes. No, I really will because I need to figure
and you
this
can,
out for myself.
So you'll get your own report, and then you also get invited into an online database of all kinds of things that can help you manage with yourself. But it's that touch point. You know, I've always been kind of a self-awareness junkie in that way, and the Time and Space Style Inventory is out there. It's a quiet little tool because it hasn't, I haven't really done a huge launch. But, Dori, you and I know that mompreneurs are kind of on our different time frame, and
mm-hmm.
Things evolve as they evolve, and your business will evolve at the rate that, you know, you're ready for and that you can manage. So I'm excited to, you know, to stay around. And
well,
so
me
happy
too.
To know you're still out there.
Thank you so much. And I, like I said, thanks for being here to celebrate 6 years. This is our 6th year on the air. And you were such a part of it for such a while, and love hearing what you're doing. And like I said, we'll bring you back to really be able to, because I think that that is such a fabulous tool to really go and talk about how you should really stop fighting your nature. Embrace your nature.
Stop fighting your nature. Yeah, and if anybody is out there listening who's struggling with their business, whether you're in startup or whether you're in that pre-growth stage, those are kind of the sweet spots of the clients that I work with, the people who are still trying to figure it all out, trying to make time, trying to get their pricing and their packaging and all those different details, the structure of their business model, really working for them in the time that they want to devote to work. Because not everybody wants to have an 80-hour a week business. And sometimes when you work for yourself, that's what it feels like. So, yeah. So if anybody's interested in getting some support or help, I have all kinds of different coaching packages that work within your budget and help you make those incremental steps along the way. It gives you structure and support.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for being part of our anniversary celebration, Sina.
And welcome.
Make it a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So how did you like the TSSI? Tracy, did you get a chance to look at it?
You know, I actually haven't done it yet. It's one of those things that's been on my to-do list. One of the reasons why I so desperately need to do it is, you know, I need to organize myself better to have time to do it. But I can't wait to do it because listening to it again now, I'm like, oh, man, I need to do this. She is so incredible.
You know what? It's so much fun because, again, people fight their nature. We fight our nature instead of embracing exactly who we are, and it really does make our productivity flow better. And while we're stopped right now, I just want to say thank you to Safety Bags and StadiumBags.com, who's our main sponsor. You know, as a mompreneur, I know what it is to be building your business, and you guys have been on this journey with me. I actually opened an office last year because StadiumBags.com, which is our line that we've decided to do, our clear bags for dedicated sports fans, because pro and college sports, anything larger than the palm of your hand, has to be clear. And so we decided to launch StadiumBags.com, knowing it would shine a light on safety bags and our mission to keep our schools safe. So all of you moms, get behind us and get our word out there, because with everything going on right now, we're one of the most relevant product lines that are on the market. And it's moms. Well, I'm a mom. I know where the bags break. So I've designed things. Stop wasting your money, because cheap is expensive. So you can find us at StadiumBags.com. I want to bring in our next guest, who Renee Sullivan. It's so funny. And you'll hear from her. You know, she was learning from our business shows, became one of our guests, as I said earlier, then became a sponsor and a host, and it's been so much fun to watch her evolve as a mompreneur. So let's bring her in and get things going.
And we are back with Renee Sullivan. So for those of you who are Word of Mom listeners, Renee started with us back in 2011 sharing Healthy Concepts, which was her health and wellness coaching. And then last year actually did a great 6-week segment on called Keep It Simple with Renee, where she was talking about how to create online marketing, marketing your business online, and everything else that she did to help you move forward with your business, especially those of us on a budget doing it. So Renee, Tracy, and I are here. Welcome back, and catch us up to where you are now.
Can't wait to hear it, Renee.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, both of you. It's been an amazing journey. Yes, I did start out, you know, I was very inspired by Dori's show, and as she mentioned, I, you know, started out as a health coach, didn't do much online, but was very inspired by the things I was learning and listening to on the show, that it really led me into wanting to do more coaching and coaching with people online. And that's where I came up with, you know, connected with people online, learned how to build an online business on a budget, started teaching people how to do that. And from that, I've added, you know, several other dimensions to that. You know, I've just become recently in the past year in the cryptocurrency space. So what I'm adding to that whole gamut is teaching people how to incorporate cryptocurrency into their business, whether it's online or off, and showing them how to make profits, whether or not, whatever business they're doing, if they already have one, adding that to the as part of their wealth system. I also deal with gold and silver, teaching people how to build assets as opposed to liabilities. So it's all about educating, and I've just recently, even in addition to that, in the cryptocurrency space, am learning myself how to use trading, the skill of trading cryptocurrency as an asset for myself. And again, this is a training I'm still going through right now, but it's just another added dimension. And the wonderful part of it is there's a lot of interest in this cryptocurrency space, but a lot of people don't know much about it, or they're scared because they hear, the big bankers talking, things about it. But that's a huge, huge opportunity for people, like myself, who are interested in it and can help guide people in learning how to capitalize on this. So
all right,
it's really, really exciting.
I want to take this back a step. What is cryptocurrency? Because I know that there are people saying, what the heck is that?
I was just thinking the same thing.
It's basically, in a very simple way to explain it, it's another way of currency. It's just digital. You can't physically touch it, but it is actual money. You can actually do business with people anywhere in the world. And the reason why it came about is because there were people in different countries that wanted to do business with people in other countries, and there were lots of middlemen in the middle, especially in the world of online marketing, but it doesn't really matter. People wanted to pay each other for services and products, but they couldn't. They were very, very limited. They had to go through processors. They had to go through banks, and banks sometimes some countries don't deal with others. So basically it's a kind of currency you can use, and you can send it from one person to another in a matter of seconds. It's all online. It's all digital. You could do it through your phone, you have a mobile. You could do it on a laptop. As long as you have Wi-Fi and you have what we call a Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency, and there's different kinds. Bitcoin is the biggest one. But as long as you have access to the Internet and Wi-Fi and a phone or a laptop, you can actually pay someone within a matter of seconds. So it's just another way of doing finance. I actually have a mini course about what this is all about if anyone's interested in wanting to know the basics of that without getting technical. that's really what it is.
Renee, when we hear of these different, there's a whole lot of apps now that people use to do online transactions like Venmo or Square or things like that. Is that what they're dealing in, or is that something different?
That's something different. Basically, this is something – it's not necessarily just an app. The process that you actually get in getting, like, for example, Bitcoin, is through what we call a mining. And there's transactions done. There's ways of – I don't want to get too technical,
but it's
done, and you process a Bitcoin. It's a complex mathematical equation that people have to solve in order to get it. Really smart mathematicians are the ones who do it. I don't know much about that technical stuff. I know it works. Just like that the Internet works, this works. You can send money to each other.
All right. Well, look, on that note, because we're just doing these quick little catch-ups, obviously we're going to have to get you back here for a full show and maybe even bring your mini course on Word of Mom Radio. We'll do another six-week segment or something. But
that sounds great to me. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, please let everybody know how to get in touch with you, Renee.
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is actually to get in touch with me on my lead capture page, and I can just quickly do that. It's basically HTTPS, not just HTTP, securewealthonline.com. That's my website. If you want to get on my email list, you just add money, M-O-N-E-Y, L-C-P, to the end of that, and you can subscribe to my email list. And I teach a lot of people how to do that through my emails and through my education of cryptocurrency.
Awesome. Well, I'm sorry to cut this off, but it's just our quick little catch-up. I can't wait to get you back on here. So yeah. Tracy will be in touch with you. We'll figure out when and maybe schedule in, like I said, this little mini course that you're doing, and just keep letting you educate people on Word of Mom Radio, because we love having you.
Well, I will be happy to do that, and I'm really excited to do that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We will talk to you soon. So bye for now.
Bye, Renee.
Bye-bye.
You know, it sounds so interesting to me, this whole cryptocurrency thing, and I definitely want to bring Renee back and have her do, you know, another Keep It Simple segment with people
yeah.
to explain this, because I know it's, you know, the wave of the future kind of a thing. And I want to take a little time before we bring in our last guest today. And Tracy, have you share a little bit about your healthy habits and the corner that you are going to be sharing with us as we go along here on Word of Mom Radio? So
thank
sorry
you,
to put
Dori.
You on the
yes.
spot like that.
Well, you know, us actresses, we can just improv, and
that's
I actually
what I
was have thinking. Been working on. I have been working on putting together some articles and things like that, and getting some healthy habits corners together. But I became a certified health coach a few months ago, and it was something that I started out doing because my coach that helped me to become healthier suggested that I try it, and I honestly didn't know that I'd be good at it. And I found that it's a lot like directing and teaching theater. It's about talking to people and listening to them and finding out what their health goals are and just working with them to get them where they want to go. And I've learned so much about nutrition and exercise, and it's really about just learning how to make choices. You know, we live in a world where everything is supersized. We live in a world where, you know, everything is processed sugar and just nothing that's good for you. And our bodies were originally designed to eat as much as we could when we could and then store it as fat for when we didn't have anything to eat. And we also were very physically active 10,000 years ago, and now we are not. So we have to learn how to balance out what we take in with what we take out, keep our sugar balanced by matching proteins and carbs, eating small amounts throughout the day. The healthiest way to eat is 6 times every day. And so I'm going to give some hints and tips to people that anybody can just listen to and use for themselves. And then I am available for private coaching for anyone who's interested in learning more.
Awesome. And Tracy will be doing this as we go along, as I said. So, you know, keep tuning in because we've got fun stuff happening on Word of Mom Radio. And we're going to bring in our last guest.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with the fantabulous Janice Clark. And yes, it's my made up word for Janice, but I'm sticking with it. And mm-hmm. Dorothy, our co-host who had co-hosted our social media Help Not Hype show with Janice since she was a little girl, and I can't wait for the two of them to be sharing and catching up with us. So, Janice and Dot, welcome back to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're so excited to be here. Enjoy.
Hi, Dot. I'm serious. I just can remember you sitting there with my mom sent me a picture one time. You had your little headset on. You had your calculator right there. You were just, you know, doing your thing. And so catch us up and let us know how Dot is now part of BizM Solutions.
It is. You know, I officially hired her as an assistant over this past summer, and she started helping me do just a few little things from time to time as part of her allowance in the office. As I was sharing with you a little bit ago, she created her very first how-to video last night to market BizM Solutions, and she did it the whole thing by herself. So I'm just excited to be a mom and company business now. I've got my little girl coming right along, and then, you know, BizM Solutions is doing great. You know, we continue to grow, and I've recently hired some new people, and she's helping me oversee everything, aren't you, girl? Yep.
So, Dot, I have to ask you, what has been the most exciting thing about now being part of BizM Solutions officially?
making videos.
How did you do it? What gave you the idea?
Well, yesterday I was playing with my dad. He said he had to do some work, so I came in here, and I've been making clothes for my mom, and she said maybe she'd let me into some of her accounts for things, and she gave me these little quote box things to do, and then
she's been creating quote photos for me for a long time now.
And then she also gave me her Powtoon account to do some stuff in. So I was like, cool. So I tried it last night, and it was really cool.
I absolutely love that because, you know, let's face it, what a creative eye to create things that are relevant right now.
Exactly.
You know? It's the best, isn't it? You know, my son Dan has done work with us, and, you know, my daughter's done some photography, and it's the best thing in the world. It's a mompreneur's dream come true.
Exactly. Well, you know, and she was, the first time she came in this office with me, she was truly an infant. She couldn't even sit up. She would lay at my feet on a little blanket with her little toys, and so she was raised right here with me as I'm doing these things. And several years ago, she started showing an interest in the quote photos we created. And Dorothy, she's wonderful. She leaves little motivational messages for me around the office. So when I come in, I've got one in front of me that says, "Mom's always working hard." And she just, you know, she's got all kinds just around the office here. And so she started learning to use the software. And then yesterday I gave her the video software, honestly never thinking that she would get that far with it. I was working on my taxes, and she dug in and created something that was really cool.
I can't wait to see it. So I believe, and I'm sorry that this is such a quick little wrap-up session of just catching us up on what's happening. I love your what's happening. I love this catch-up. This is one of my I really do. So please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you know, as always, I am a huge advocate for working moms everywhere. You can reach me through my website at bizmsolutions.com. You can also find me over on Twitter at Janice_Clark or right there on my BizM Solutions Facebook page. And I always enjoy answering questions and helping other working moms.
And I can attest to that. She really, truly does. So, Janice, Dot, thank you both for being here to catch up with us really quick. And I will be in touch because, you know, I don't know, I'm thinking we're going to have to revive some stuff over here with a new co-host. So I will talk to you guys later. And until then, make it a great day. So bye for now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I have to tell you, to have Dot there with Janice, for me, is just, it's why I had to save her for the last guest today, because I'm still speechless. I really am. I'm still speechless that this little girl who, you know, occasionally would make a kid cameo because she came in or something during the show, to now actually have put her on the spot to be on the air. And I think she did such a great job. You know, I mean, it's just, it's so
adorable.
Much fun. And this is, it is the mompreneur's dream. You know, my son, as I said while we were talking, my son does work with me. My daughter does some photography. You know, there is nothing better than having your kids, your nieces, your nephews, whatever, get involved in the things that you are doing because it empowers them. It lets them know that, you know, 9 to 5 is not for everyone. You know, there are people out here,
Dory,
that are dead.
Sorry, I was going to say, as you know, my niece Megan is an actress in a show that I'm directing right now, The Crucifixion, for the Family Repertory Company, and I'm so excited to have her join me. It's her first time, and to have her working with me, it's just been so thrilling to do that. And listening to Dot today, I was getting that same kind of feeling, just that, you know, ushering in the next generation.
It's an amazing thing. And speaking of ushering in the next generation, Monday, on our Movie Monday, we are going to be sharing an amazing movie called Getting Grace. Tracy and I both went to the premiere in Connecticut. We did a sneak peek premiere, and we are sharing the two of the stars, Daniel Roebuck, who was the writer, the director, producer, and star, and Madeline Dundon, who plays Grace. And it is really a remarkable story of this young girl who is dying of cancer, and as she's dying, is teaching people how to live. And belly laughs, actual belly laughs, so funny, and then so heart-wrenchingly touching and sad and sorrowful. I mean, it is just a really wonderful movie, and there you can find it at gettinggracethemovie.com. Their nationwide launch is March 23rd. There are sneak peeks going on all around the country, and you can find it there. But they'll be with us on Monday for Movie Monday, which is a new segment that we're doing because we want to promote this show. So, I mean, this movie. So we're really excited about that. We're going to wrap up here. Tracy, I'm going to let you say your goodbyes.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
We absolutely will. Until then, for Tracy and myself, Dori DiCarlo, thanks so much for tuning into Word of Mom Radio, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.